This is John Floridus. Welcome to Musician's Spotlight. Our guest today is Robin Ford.
I can see it in your eyes. That look of love for me, baby, has died. I can sense it all in the air. That same old groovy feeling just ain't there. I'm gonna go through your life with a fine-tooth comb to see what's going on. I ain't giving up without a fight, and I deserve a fair try. It's deep inside your heart, honey, I know you're a fair child. Could anyone else be loving you better than I? Could anyone else be loving you better than I? Main squeeze. It's mighty hard to convince myself it's all just gone in the breeze.
This is John Floridus. Welcome to Musician Spotlight. I'm very pleased to be speaking today by phone with Robin Ford. How are you doing, Robin?
Doing good. Thank you.
Thank you so much for making time to talk shop with us here on Musician Spotlight. We're talking to Robin from Newport Beach, California, where he is, I'm assuming, on tour, doing some performing over there in that direction.
No, I'm actually taking a few days off with my wife.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, we're just at kind of a resort hotel down here enjoying the sun and breeze.
Well, great. That's a very much needed thing, I'm sure, given your hectic schedule of performing and recording.
Rare.
Oh, good, good. All the better. Robin is, of course, one of the foremost performers in blues, jazz, and R&B. And I was thinking as I was preparing for the interview, it's almost a genre of music unto itself, you know, kind of Robin Ford music, sort of this great hybrid of all those styles. The most recent project that Robin has out is called Bringing It Back Home. We're going to be speaking to him about that, and we're going to be featuring some music from that recording as well. While it's fresh in your mind, I wanted to ask you about your recent experience at the Crown of the Continent Festival here in Montana as we are recording this in early September It's still fresh. You're still fresh from that experience. Maybe just talk a little bit about what that was like being here in the state. I know you've toured here a bit in the past, but you were pretty entrenched there and up there in the Flathead for quite a while.
Yeah, well, it's obviously a spectacular location. It was a great bunch of company to be keeping, you know, up there, of course, with Lee Ritenour, Pat Metheny, and the great rhythm section players who accompany their bands. And if you're a guitar player, you could get a little or a lot mm-hmm. of just about everything you'd want. So it was a really great experience. I thoroughly enjoyed it, and I actually look forward to coming back.
Well, I'm sure that you'll get no argument from the folks there at the festival, as well as the many folks that got a chance to see you perform there. Let's talk some about this new project, Bringing It Back Home. I know this is fresh off the presses and something that's still very new and something that's very close to your heart. So talk a little bit about this project and how it came about.
Well, I recently signed with a new label. I left my last label. I literally walked away. And most people thought I was crazy. But the industry has changed so much that basically, you know, everything is internet-driven and it's, you know, social media-driven. And beyond that, you just go out there and tour and basically you sell your records on the road, you know. Record stores are all gone. Everybody knows the story.
Yeah.
And I was shocked when these guys came along with an offer that I literally could not refuse, and I love them. So I'm in a really good environment there, you know, in terms of being inspired to do something. So when it came to doing this particular record, I wanted to do something that just felt good. That was the number one order of the day. I wanted everybody to come into that studio, be happy, play music that they enjoyed, play music that was, like, natural to them to play, including myself. So it's primarily a record of covers, which is something I haven't done since 1988. I write most of my own music. And so that was a very deliberate, you know, act on my part. There's a certain feeling that you get from playing, you know, older music that is almost impossible to replicate by, you know, writing. It just made sense to me. And I went looking outside of my normal circle of, you know, where I find music. If I'm looking for inspiration, I would listen to B.B. King or Little Walter or Howlin' Wolf or Muddy Waters. And then I would write something out of that or occasionally do a cover. But I didn't want to do that. I wanted to hear new things for me. So most of that music on that record, the new record, is actually new to me. And so it had a whole fresh feeling to it that way. Like, I was excited to find music that I hadn't heard before, that I felt comfortable singing and playing.
And how did you find that music that you speak of, the stuff that, you know, was not the norm for you?
You know, I found that I had some blues collections that I had never listened to that had been sent to me by a record company or something like that, you know. People give me stuff because they know I'm like blues. And so I've found myself, you know, listening to, you know, music from Mississippi Fred McDowell, whom I'm not really hip to, and Big Joe Williams, which I knew a little of, but different things, you know. And that's how I wound up finding music that, you know, was new to me.
You can call me crazy, tell me I'm a nut. Keep cutting them capers that you cut. Your slick capers gonna get you tricked someday. Your slick capers gonna trip you up someday. Sitting in your gown, head tangled up, and you
shade pulled down. Your slick capers gonna get you tricked someday. Yeah, hey. Your slick capers gonna trip you up someday.
Robin, I know with this new project, one of the things that you were trying to convey in some ways with the title itself, but with the music certainly, is just kind of a relaxed atmosphere, almost like coming over to your house, kind of sitting in your living room, so to speak. Maybe talk about that a little bit.
Well, indeed. You know, that was the feeling I was looking for. When I very first started thinking about the record, the most important element to me was I knew that I wanted the guitar to have basically one sound. I never wanted to overdrive the guitar. I never wanted to get into pyrotechnics on the guitar. B.B. King is easy to say because people know B.B. King, you know. B.B. Mm-hmm. basically has kind of one tone, one sound, one thing that he does, you know. But it's just wonderful, and,
yeah.
and you have to love it when you hear him play. So he's an obvious kind of example of that kind of an approach. You know, it's electric guitar, but it's got this kind of woody sound to it.
Mm.
And it kind of stays, you know, it's at a certain level, you know. Even if it's a rockin' tune, the guitar sound doesn't have to change, you know. I knew I wanted that. I knew I wanted to use acoustic bass. And I knew I wanted, you know, kind of a pared-down drum kit sound. I wanted a smaller drum kit, not a big rock drum kit. So a little more classic, old school. And that in itself is kind of like an intimate setting, you know. You know, I refer to it kind of as chamber music.
Hmm.
Then I added Larry Goldings to the mix, who's the organ player on the record, the B3. And so I wanted another instrument that was opposite the guitar, another singular voice that was opposite the guitar. And I've been a trombone fan my whole life, but never could I find a place to use the trombone. You know, it never had an obvious seat in anything that I've ever done. This record, it did. We're not playing in an obviously New Orleans-type fashion. This wasn't to be a replication of the past, you know?
Yeah.
That's something that always just irritates the heck out of me. Like, you know, a lot of the journalism that went down on this record when it first came out, you know, Robin Ford returns to his roots. It's like, Oh, no. You don't return to your roots when you've never left them.
Uh-huh.
You know, this record was meant to be fresh, you know, not a throwback.
This is John Floridis. You're listening to Musician Spotlight. We are joined today by phone by Robin Ford. Robin, hearing you talk about B.B. King and guitar tone, that seems very apt to me because I think I tend to think of you as a musician in somewhat of a similar fashion in that, you know, we've just been talking about your guitar playing, which is obviously pretty central to who you are as a musician. But I also see your singing and your vocal work very much going hand in hand with the music as a whole. And to me, you know, when I think of B.B. King, I definitely think of him in that same fashion, in terms of the importance of his singing voice. And I've actually had a chance to interview him, and he's talked about how, you know, when he stops singing, he starts playing. It's like it's kind of the same voice, but coming through two different instruments. So I wanted to ask you a little bit about your singing and just, you know, how you see that in the mix of what you do.
Well, you know, having been initially inspired, you know, by music in general, but, you know, the focus became blues and R&B, I really wanted to start developing myself as an instrumentalist. You know, jazz is the music where, you know, for me, everything comes together. So I really worked to develop myself as an instrumentalist, you know, in that way, and as an improviser. But at a certain point, I've always liked making my own music, you know, writing my own music, playing my own music. At a certain point, to me, instrumental music had limitations that were somewhat obvious, and vocal music speaks to far more people. And I've always sung, and I really focused my energy on developing myself as a singer and as a songwriter. And I've put more time into those two aspects of my musical life than any other aspect of my musical life. You know, I don't work necessarily so hard to develop myself further as an instrumentalist, and haven't for quite some time, but more as a singer and as a songwriter and creating environments in which musicians can play. That's been a huge thing for me, and that's where, you know, a real choice was made there, you know, because if you, you know, and you have to, you really must make choices in your musical career, or you'll never excel at anything. And so, you know, okay, you know, there are a lot of guitar players who can do a lot more, you know, as instrumentalists than I, but that's okay with me. I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah,
because, you know, I'm more focused on telling a story and creating an environment and a certain feeling. And to me, that is more important. And I made that choice. And, yeah, and that is a big deal, you know, for an instrumentalist to do. But I don't have any regrets about it. And I really am very gratified when I write a song that I really like and I find that other people really like it too. That makes me very happy.
It sounds like a lot of what you're saying in that response to the question harkens back to something I hear musicians say across, you know, across styles and genres, and that's just coming to terms with yourself as a person, you know, something on a deeper level, even then as a musician, as to, you know, who you are and what you can put forward of yourself. Is that accurate?
Yeah, that is true. It is an issue of confidence. And, you know, not that your confidence can't be challenged from time to time, but nonetheless, I don't consider myself anywhere near the greatest singer or songwriter in the world, but I like what I produce. That's not necessarily all that common. I'm shocked to find out how, you know, a lot of probably particularly instrumentalists are really hard on themselves, you know? Like it's never good enough, and yet they can play amazing things.
Yeah.
Alan Holdsworth, he's the most crazy great guitar player in the world, and he gets down on his own playing, you know. I can't touch that guy, but I'm cool. You know, I'm all right. I'm happy with what I do. I like what I do. I like the way I play, and I know that I can get better.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's like I'm good with my choices and have no regrets about them.
Oh, Virginia, there's a lot to be said. For when the day settles down and we go off to bed, we can make our own light in the deep of the night, naturally. But if the rain leaks in, will your love be waterproof? When things don't come easy, Will you still look to ease me? Won't you wear my clothes? Spend the night with cold toes. Go where the wind blows me and take what the times throw me. Oh, Virginia. Run a bad weather, but from right where we are, think I might see a star over you and me. But if words could make you blind, is there a chance you change your mind? If someone should accuse me, would you turn and refuse me? Or would you take my part and keep the faith in your heart? Know that I'm for real, with nothing to conceal. I'm ready indeed to give all I've got. I can follow on lead through good times or less. I would always say yes to you and me. But if the hard times linger on, is there a chance I'll find you gone? As you're looking for better, or would you stand by me? Oh, Virginia. 'Cause you can count on me. Oh, my Virginia.
RobinFord.com is the name of the website you can go to find out more information about Robin Ford's career and his music. I want to make sure listeners know to spell Robin, R-O-B-B-E-N, and then Ford, F-O-R-D, RobinFord.com. The most recent project is called Bringing It Back Home. Earlier, Robin...
You don't mind my saying also, on my site, I do a lot of teaching.
Great
and
stuff.
And that is something I'm very proud of.
Robin, you spoke earlier about the fact that you were trying to get to a place of just feeling good, making music that that helped you feel good and made other people feel good. And I think that that's a pretty accurate description of your work in general over your career. So we are very pleased to have had a chance to speak with you voice to voice, even if it is over the phone from Newport Beach. Great having you as a guest on our program, and hopefully we'll get a chance to chat again down the road.
Thanks a lot, John.
This is John Floridis. You've been listening to Musicians Spotlight. Our guest today has been Robin Ford. If you'd like to contact us, you can do so through the Montana Public Radio website, mtpr.org. You can also find us online at our own website, musicianspotlight.org, as well as on Facebook. Our program is now available as a downloadable podcast from those websites as well as from iTunes. Special thanks today to the Crown of the Continent Guitar Festival. Musicians Spotlight is a production of Montana Public Radio.